Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Mindset, a daily dose of practical wit and wisdom with a professional educator and trainer, Amazon best-selling author, United States Marine, television and radio host, Paul G. Markle. Each episode will focus on positive and productive ways to strengthen your mindset and help you improve your relationships, career goals, and overall well-being. Please welcome your host, Paul G. Markle.
Hello, welcome. Welcome to today's Morning Mindset Podcast. I am your host, Paul Markle, and I'm glad that you're joining me. I'm glad that you guys are out there, and thank you to everyone who has been listening and has been sharing this with other people and letting them know that it's out there, because I'm sure there's at least one other person in your life who could benefit from this. I would hope. Are you benefiting from it? If you are, great. If you're not benefiting from this, I really don't know what to tell you. Maybe start all over again. Maybe hit reset and start all over again. Oh, man, we're continuing on with more lessons. And according to the show notes that are in front of me, this should be episode number 240. Can you believe it? Have you been here since the beginning? Now, you guys know, if you're a recent convert and you just have found the Morning Mindset Podcast, you can go back. Now, depending on the player, if you're listening to this on your favorite Pocket Caster, Podcaster, podcast application, it may only house the last 50 or the last 80 or the last 40. I'm not sure. But you can go to morningmindsetpodcast.com and go back very, very far into the archives and catch up. And maybe you just browse through there and see a topic that seems like it'd be interesting to you and listen to that one. There you go. You've got some time on your hands. Go ahead and do the right thing. Start the day off with a positive and productive mindset. The lesson of seeds. Yes, the lesson of seeds. I am not the first person, and I will not be the last person to give a parable or tell a parable about seeds. So, in my life right now, I am very fortunate to have moved into a house that has a greenhouse on the south side of it. Yes, an actual greenhouse was already built, and it's on the south side of the house. And why is that important, kids? Well, if you're in the northern hemisphere like I am on planet Earth, it's important to face the greenhouse towards the south because that's when it's going to catch the most light, the most sunlight. That's right. And here in Wyoming, we have a relatively short growing season. Now, if you're talking about sagebrush or pine trees, they grow all year long. But if you're talking about vegetables and things that you can eat, we have a relatively short growing season. It's not like the South where you can start planting stuff in March and, you know, it'll still be growing in October and November. Up here, not so much. So recently, my wife and I, we went out into the greenhouse, and we tilled the ground, and we put in fertilizer, and we put in all that stuff you put in a garden. And some of the things we started in their own individual little containers. We started seedlings. One of the things that my wife wanted to do was to start an herb garden. And if you guys don't know it, you can go online or to your favorite store or whatever, and you can actually get an herb garden starter packet. And it has, I think it has a dozen different seeds. Types of seeds like parsley and oregano and arugula and mustard and thyme and chamomile and I'm trying to think of all of them in the herb garden, but there's lots of them, right? And herb seeds, if you've never done it, they're really little tiny. They're little tiny seeds. They come in little tiny packets. And so what we did is last week or so, we started them. All on the same day, we used the same soil, right? We had the Miracle-Gro potting soil that you get, you know, and we planted all the seeds and we marked them and we watered them and we put them out. We put them on the herb garden rack where they're facing the sunlight, and we waited, right? All of the seeds were planted on the same day. They were all planted in the same soil. They were all given the same amount of water and the same amount of sunlight. Well, lo and behold, a week later, some of the seeds have already sprouted. Yes, yes, our arugula has already sprouted, and hot on its heels was the mustard. The mustard seeds have already sprouted. Now, I checked this morning, and none of the other ones had sprouted. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're all dead. It doesn't mean that they're not going to grow. It just means that the... In this case, the arugula and the mustard are ahead of the game. Now, if you're an experienced gardener, a lot of you guys out there might be experienced gardeners, and you have a lot of experience with arugula, and you're like, oh, duh, of course. Of course the arugula was going to sprout and grow first. Well, I didn't know that because I'm new at growing an herb garden. This is my first time. So when it comes to seeds, seeds could be ideas. Yes, indeed. See how I just transitioned? A seed could be an idea that you had, and hopefully you have lots of ideas. The trick with an idea is, though, or a concept or a project, is you don't necessarily know if that seed, if that idea is going to grow, if it's going to take root and spring up and grow. It might. Now, we have done things with our television and radio show. We've produced material. There has been material that I produced that when we were producing it, I thought to myself, this is going to be very popular with the audience. I thought, okay, the audience really should like this. It should hit with them. It should resonate. And sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it doesn't resonate. Or it doesn't seem like it got as much traction as I thought it should have gotten. But then there are other times that I will do something, I'll produce a video or we'll do a radio segment or we'll do an audio segment, and I'll think, well, you know, I'm interested in this and maybe other people will be interested in it too, so let's do it. And it grows legs and goes wild. It grew, you know, we've had several video segments that have had hundreds of thousands of views. And we've had several that have actually surprised me. I didn't realize that it was going to be, you know, that the topic was as important or as exciting or, I don't know, as popular of a topic as it was going to be. And that is the lesson of seeds. You don't know. Sometimes, let's say, you know, we've got, and where you live, you may have different humidity, you may have different temperature, you may have a different growing season, you know, things are different for you. So when we put all these seeds in, and we had no idea which ones would sprout which ones would grow first, which ones would grow the best. Some ideas take off almost on their own. You start them, you plant them, you water them, and boom, they take off. And you're like, wow, that was crazy. I can't believe that happened. And then others don't. That's why we plant, number one, that's why we plant lots of seeds, because we're not sure. That's why you plant more than one seed. If you're out there and you're a person who engages in creative endeavors, maybe you're a business person and you're trying to come up with new products. I had some advice years and years ago. Someone told me, they said, the trick with one product is it's either going to succeed or fail. And if it fails, you've got nothing else. If it succeeds, great. He said, but you don't know. And so you need to continuously diversify your ideas and have lots of them, because not all of them are going to be a success. Now, we see that in business. I see this in business, in small businesses, new businesses. People start up a business and they have one product and one idea. And that's what they've got. And they're either going to be a success or a failure based upon whether that one single idea hits, whether it grows, you know, it sprouts roots and it grows toward the sun. And it might, and again, it might not. And the lesson of seeds is, like, seeds are like ideas. Seeds have, when you look at a seed, what does it have? It doesn't have roots, and it doesn't have leaves, and it doesn't have vines, but it's a seed. A seed is potential. And an idea is potential. But that potential isn't necessarily reality. The potential of a seed doesn't mean, it doesn't guarantee that you're going to have a healthy plant someday. You should. Hopefully you will. If you do all the right things, you know, like I said, if you get the good soil and the good fertilizer and the water and the sunshine and all that, hopefully that seed, that idea will grow. But it's not a guarantee. And so what do farmers know? Do farmers just plant one seed of each plant and say, boy, if that one seed grows, we're going to be great, but if it doesn't, we're screwed? No. No, farmers will plant lots of seeds of the same thing because they know not all of those ideas are going to sprout. Not all of them are going to. Not all the potential is there. You can't, you know, maybe it's a bad seed. You don't know. So the lesson of seeds is this. Plant lots of them. Take care of them. And sometimes the seeds that you plant will surprise you. Like I said, with the arugula and the mustard seeds, we had no idea that, though, you know, I'm familiar with things like parsley. You know, parsley is pretty common. Everybody knows what parsley is. And we planted that and it hasn't sprouted yet, but the arugula has. So there may be a seed that you plant that, you know, you're like, it's just a little seed and it's a little idea. It may grow, it may not. I don't know. That might be the one to surprise you. So get out there, plant lots of seeds. Take lots of ideas and plant them and nurture them. And you never know. They might surprise you. So, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Student of the Gut. I'm sorry. This has been Morning Mindset Podcast. It's the other show. Thank you once again for supporting the show. Thank you very much for telling other people about it, for sharing it. Pick up the Morning Mindset book. It's available on Amazon as a Kindle or a paperback version. You can go to Amazon right now and pick up the book Morning Mindset, a 30-day plan for a more positive and productive life. Maybe that's how you're going to start getting your seeds to grow. Maybe you're going to read the book. Or you could go to fightingsolves.com and get yourself the Fighting Solves Everything book. I would love it if you did that. And I'm pretty sure that we still have glow-in-the-dark Fighting Solves Everything patches. If nothing else, share this with others. Leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. And I'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you for spending time with us today. To get show notes, submit a topic request, and for more from your host, Paul G. Markle, visit morningmindsetpodcast.com. That's morningmindsetpodcast.com. www.thepracticalwitten.com. Please leave a review for this podcast on your favorite podcast player. We appreciate your time and effort, and we look forward to reading your honest feedback.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.